everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran, and today I'm joined by Mackenzie Bennett. Mackenzie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Todd?
Doing good. Mike is out attending to his wife, who had some surgery yesterday. So he's got a pass, and I see you're in the studio. So
office, I am. It's nice to be here.
Office kind of quiet, is it?
Yeah, and I came here yesterday, too, and was also by myself. So I'm getting some quality time here.
and amazingly enough, everything in the studio worked when you turned it on. So that's the main thing, right?
I was genuinely surprised and happy. I was like, this is the first time I've like come in here and it just worked.
Well, I had worked on it last time I was there. So hopefully that that helped a little bit. But so, hey, we got a good lineup of stuff today. We've got some news, got a best practice, some stuff going on here at Blueberry. We've got a pro tip about how not to take a break over the holidays. And
I know you're a big fan of that.
Yeah, I am. and a question of the week. So, I guess, you know, we had our little Thanksgiving thing where we had Taco Tuesday, and we didn't talk about it in the last show, but we had a little trivia event where we had trivia about each of the team members. It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was good. Well, we've had so many interns join us full time in the past, you know, since COVID, I guess, where we're not really in person. So I was really learning quite a bit about my coworkers. It was nice.
Yeah, and it was stuff that I had no, you know, I was like, who? And it was basically questions like, what did you want to be when you're a kid? And of course, right. You know, so, you know, what do you want to be? And you go, oh, I want to be a fireman, or I want to be a, you know, and so, but there was some pretty amazing, you know, I was like, wow, I didn't have aspirations like that when I was a kid. So
no, I had a big aspiration. I wanted to be a judge. Yeah. Look at me now.
You know, I had actually considered being a lawyer at one time. I had done a mock jury trial up at the state and thought, and someone said, oh, you'd be a good way I like to talk. But I don't know. I'm glad I never become a lawyer. So
oh, yeah, I worked in two law offices and I do not want to go back.
So we do have a lawyer on the team, and thank goodness he is a lawyer. So,
yeah,
but
it's an important coworker.
Yeah, that's right. It should not be any surprise. Our lead news item today is Joe Rogan, still number one at Spotify.
this is true for both in the U.S. and globally.
Yeah. And, you know, it's I was contemplating, I was actually talking with Rob yesterday on my other show. If Joe has a 2-year contract, does he come back to the public side of podcasting over this is over? Or
he's like, what, a year in, right?
Yeah, a year in. So
I could see why he might want to back out. However, that's a nice title to have. Most popular in the U.S. and globally, and just kind of outside of Spotify as well.
He's number one on Spotify, but he's number one. He probably is not number one anymore in podcasting because of the, you know, of the limit, the limited distribution. But the show is still pretty big, but It's interesting, but yeah, a lot of people, of course, when you're the big dog, everyone's gunning for you. There's been all kinds of articles about him and the content and everything. So, but you know, any news is good news, especially if it's controversial news.
That is absolutely how he lives his life.
That's right. He does. But next up, Edison Research reports compares the U.S. and U.K. podcast listening. So I saw the U.K. report, but I didn't do a cross.
I didn't really think that they were going to do that. Like, I didn't know that. So I was happy to see that. And I'm looking at a graph that they have in that article right now, and it's comparing Canada, Australia, the U.S., and the U.K. And Australia is kind of knocking everyone else out of the water. They are at 92% of people are aware of podcasts, whatever that technically means.
Well, and also those of that listen down in Australia, they've been locked down for 2 years, so they don't have anything else to do but listen to podcasts. So
didn't really think about that. You are correct.
And it's I shouldn't be fair. Not everywhere in Australia is locked down. So,
but they've had quite a bit of time.
Yeah, they have. But so anyway, so that's a good report if you want to take a look. But boy, oh boy, I think the two brothers are going to be out of the news cycle soon because, you know, last week we talked about Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
who was suspended at CNN, and now he's been fired.
He was not suspended for very long.
No, he was not. He's also leaving his SiriusXM show. So it's curious they say leaving.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone knows what that means.
Yeah, like adios, you're out of here.
Yeah.
So
it's all together. But I would be surprised, given the nature of his firing, that if he just didn't start his own podcast.
But I just wonder, you know, yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, I guess it depends on how much money he's got saved up, you know.
Yeah, that is very true.
You know, so I can't imagine they'd be hurting for money, but you know, you never know. When you live a rich and famous lifestyle, your bills are different than.
I'm thinking along the same lines as you there, Todd. Yeah,
when you're a mere mortal, you know.
Yeah, it's a little different for someone more so like us.
Right, right. So the Webby Awards entry deadline is December 17th. They do have a podcast section.
How long have they had that?
It's been a couple of years. Yeah. Actually, I talked with the Webby team, and they're huge. Now, the entry, I think, is pretty expensive. It's like $250. The Ambies closed 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in on the Webby Awards, December 17th is the date.
Yeah.
And
they're working on it.
Yeah, I'd heard from the Ambies that they had the triple of number people apply this year as compared to last year. So I wonder if, you know.
Wow.
Some people chase awards. So it might be that. And the Ambies is in year two. But the Webbies, I think this is a couple of years here for stuff. But it is an interesting that, you know, how many awards there are now. There's a lot. So
there's essentially at least like one a month, I feel like.
I think so, yeah.
It does not seem like an exaggeration.
No. It's kind of curious, too. This next article is about Cumulus Media and Signal Hill putting out this thing called the Podcast Download Report. And
yeah.
It's really misnamed because it's really not about downloads.
I mean, they have YouTube on here.
Right.
And I'm not really a YouTube person, but I'm pretty sure you're not really downloading things on there.
No, I watch a lot of YouTube, but I don't listen to podcasts on YouTube.
Well, it's not a real podcast on YouTube, so yeah.
Well, there are, but, you know, people claim they're getting all kinds of traction over on YouTube by posting their podcast.
The traditional RSS feed.
But the question is, when you're on YouTube as a podcaster, do they actually watch a screen of like just a static image? I don't know.
I imagine it's similar to the very rare times that I use YouTube is like they have these quote unquote live streams of just music for, you know, like 12 hours at a time or whatever.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's kind of like that. You just turn it on and then go to the other tab and continue doing what you're doing.
Right. So, of course, podcasts, we're going to be an event cycle really right very, very quickly as the new year kicks off. And I don't know if Podcast Movement is first or NAB is first. I don't remember. March, April. So we'll be at Podcast Move Evolution LA in March and then April. Mm-hmm. And then I think May is PodFest in Florida. So that's all ramping up. But it looks like that they've secured Edison Research and going to do the Infinite DAO results at Podcast Movement Evolutions.
Yeah, that would be interesting to go to. I mean, for years now, I've been watching those usually, whatever webinar they have for them. So in person would be nice to actually be able to talk with people directly about the results.
Tom has keynoted multiple times at Podcast Movement. His keynotes are always well attended. He has a very unique presentation style. And as a matter of fact, I've mimicked him a few times when it's because, you know, you see someone's style and you're like, oh, I like that. You take those tidbits. But this next best practice is an interesting best practice because not all of us can do this.
Absolutely. Like we probably wouldn't really, we're not able to do it. So the best practice is we want people to promote future episodes with a preview or trailer thing at the end of your current episode. Like at the end of this episode, we would say so-and-so is going to be on our next episode or we're going to talk about whatever. Or even if it was already recorded, we could include a snippet to listen to.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that considering all shows that I'm associated with are often driven by news and events and actions.
Yep.
It's pretty hard to plan in the future, but if you're doing an interview show and you've got 3, 4, 5, 10 in the can, then it would be very simple. So this is a really good one for the shows that can do that.
Especially for the people that have guests, because you want to be able to give them a time of saying, hey, prep your, you know, prep your audience of people, your followers, whatever, saying it will release this day or something like that.
I think that's it's a good tactic, because then you build a want and a desire to listen to a show. So I think this is a very good best practice, and it's one that we've never, ever promoted before. So did you come up with this one, or who came up with that?
I will say that it was me. Yes.
Well, that's a good one. So promote future episodes with a preview at the end of your current episode. And I guess if you're doing, you can always remind people, okay, I'll be back on Thursday, or I'll be back on Monday, or we'll be back Wednesday, but I don't.
Especially when you do a live thing like this.
Right. But I don't preview typically. So it's a little different, but very, very cool. All right. Well, simple and quick and easy. Move into blueberry news. So we've got a blog post out that is interesting, and it's one we hope podcasters don't quit.
It's not exactly something we promote,
right? But Mike has started and retired a number of shows, so he's got a blog post out. When is it time to kill a podcast?
And he made some very valid reasons in the blog post of why he should have killed the one that he most recently did. And, you know, kill is a negative word, but ending a show can be a very positive thing.
Right. You know, it's when my mom and I did her show after we lost my father, we kind of, we talked ourselves out of that topic.
Yep.
You know, and we could probably come back now and do some follow-ups to it. Mm-hmm. But I think we hit about episode 27. For those that don't know, I lost my dad about 15 years ago, and we did a podcast after his death, and my mom walked through all the things that she was going through, like not being able to find the key to the lawnmower and stuff, you know, stuff that my dad, you know, and so that one kind of just ended because we said what we had said. It was almost a form of therapy, but I think sometimes you do come to an end of and maybe it's time for something new.
There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like a lot of people probably did that at the beginning of, you know, 2021.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see. So, today we're having something special. And so you may not, if you're watching live, maybe you can participate, but by the time this is out, it may be too late, but
I would imagine so.
We're having a customer panel this afternoon
at 5 o'clock Eastern.
Yep. So if you're listening and want to play in the, or not play, but attend, we're putting out an Amazon $25 Amazon card for participating. Yes. How do they find, how to probably go to our Facebook group, right?
Yeah, go to really any of our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I think it's on LinkedIn as well. Just fill out the form saying that you would like to participate. We'll just make sure that you're a Blueberry customer, and we'll send you over a calendar invite.
Next week's a big week because it's bonus and affiliate payment week, right?
All in one payment. Yeah, you get your most recent affiliate payment, if anything, and then it includes the annual bonus as well. So that's the bonus that you get based on the gross sales in general.
The volume. So
it's big numbers for some people.
Well, that's good. And I think in the past we've had people get 5 digits.
This is correct.
Yeah. So this is, you know, if you're not an affiliate, well, Mackenzie, how can they be an affiliate?
You can simply go to blueberry.com/affiliate. You have to have an account to be able to apply. It's a very simple application. We just want to make sure that you have some type of web presence with a website of your own somehow. And from there, you're just able to go log in, go to the dashboard, get some materials, you know, some links, some images, if you like, and just go forward and promote
and make money.
It's, you know, we try to help you out and give you some talking points to say, like, this is something that helps people make the decision of, you know, which company to go with a lot of the time. We try to help them out with stuff like that. But best part is you do not have to be a Blueberry customer. You don't have to be a podcaster even. You just have to have some type of online presence that you are able to
use to promote the Blueberry hosting services.
Exactly.
So way it works is you, let's say you recommend someone over and they pick up a $40 account. After a couple of months of billing, then you earn a $40 reward. Then every dollar that that customer spends goes towards your annual bonus. And if you get to hurt certain revenue criteria, you basically, you bring enough customers to hit certain numbers, you get between a 5% and 7% annual bonus.
Based on that total number.
Yeah. And we send it out right before Christmas. So you have...
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, a little extra Christmas money. Yeah. So it's awesome. Anyway, so if you're not an affiliate, sign up and be one. But the big thing is, and maybe good or bad for us, we're not taking any days off for December.
I mean, technically none of the holidays fall on Thursdays. So I don't imagine that we'll be taking days off for it.
Yeah, so the 23rd and the 30th. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to talk about the 23rd. Yeah, I guess we'll do it in the morning.
Figure it out. Yeah,
we'll figure it out. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the way the calendar has shifted. Even events I'm going to this year are, because it's so, the calendar's so weird right now, is stuff goes into Saturday events when I go to Vegas.
The main holidays are on Saturdays this year, but you know, for companies that give days off, thankfully it's, you know, that it's wonky.
We back it up. So
yeah.
Anyway, hey, we've got a Blueberry pro tip. I believe it's Toby, we'll find out.
I believe so.
And it's about do not take any break for holiday. I'll play that here, and then we'll comment about it when it's over.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman from the Blueberry Pro production team. Now, pandemic or no pandemic, this December holiday season has always created a pattern interrupt. For many, it's a chance to unwind and take a break. But for us podcasters, there's a strong argument we should continue publishing through the holidays precisely because of that pattern interrupt. Why? Because it's long been the case that for many podcasters, we see new listener acquisition at its highest during this December and January period. So how does that translate? Well, for podcast listeners, that pattern interrupt means a chance to check out new podcasts they normally wouldn't have time to listen to. So for us podcasters, it means getting to fresh ears during a time of year we wouldn't normally be able to do so. So today's tip is keep going through this holiday period. All being well, you've batch produced some shows ahead of time and preloaded them to your Blueberry hosting account, so you can also take a break. If you're feeling overwhelmed with all of that stuff, the Blueberry Pro production team can help. Just come and say hi over at blueberrypro.com.
Well, I, you know, I've always been a proponent of blasting all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think about it, people are getting tablets, people are getting phones, they're getting computers, and again, they're off. So some of you, they, maybe they got some downtime and they're on their phone, they're looking through, and maybe they do a little spring cleaning and look for some new shows and have time to consume more stuff. So it really, the from about the 15th all the way through the end of January is what we've seen historically, again, is the highest time of new listener acquisition. So if you're not putting anything out and your content is pre-Christmas and sounds like pre-Christmas, and you don't come back to the new year, you may have missed the opportunity to capture a new listener. So
it's one of those things where I very much understand the want to take time off. And I think just do it early. Just record if early, even if that's not something that you do on a regular basis, that's not the type of show that you do. It'll be okay if you do it for one or two episodes, if you still want to get something out, but like desperately feel like you want to take that actual, you know, holiday time off.
And also think about your content. What are people doing for the New Year's resolutions? So any contents about self-help, new beginnings, this type of stuff will be more resonating around, you know, the first of the year. So, and maybe your content doesn't fit for that, but you can try. For me, it's like I try to produce all the way up through, and then right after the new year, I'm off to Vegas, and yep. My content for that new period is really what I do live there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like, I handicap my own self by that event that I go to, but so I don't even follow my own rules for that first couple of weeks in January, but I'm also collecting content that'll help build the show.
But the content is very relevant to your show. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it.
That's right. That's right. All right. Thanks, Toby, for that, for the Blueberry Pro tip. Now, we got a question of the week.
Yeah.
And this is another good one. It says, how can I easily schedule my guests for my show without multiple emails back and forth to find a good time for both or more people?
I used to hate doing the emails back and forth. Truly hated it. Because it's just a waste of time. And you're like, wait.
Right.
Now something came up in between such and such email when we said it was going to be okay. And now I'm already stuck. And it's just much easier to use some type of service to handle it where you just send them a link and then they can pick.
And I personally use Calendly. And matter of fact, they just came out with a new feature about a week ago where you can now offer multiple times, or the person can pick times that work for them and then you work them into your schedule.
Yep.
You can work it vice versa where they see your schedule and you know when your availability is and they book in.
Yep.
You know, and if you're a podcaster and you're working, maybe you can't do Monday through Friday 9 to 5. Maybe it's
especially.
Maybe you pick a Wednesday night or Saturday morning and you have those available spots, and it gives people some options. So I think we're going to have a list of recommendations, aren't we? A few services.
Yep. I found a link for just recommended ones. And it was written up only a couple months ago. So they should all still be working properly and updated and helpful.
Yeah, it's just much, much easier. And some of those will even allow you to ask multiple questions.
You're right.
And if you're signing a release, you can actually sometimes even include a document in some of those. So they download the document.
Set all the criteria that you really want to. It makes your life easier, but also appears more professional.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like getting started and you want to be able to establish these things easily and not riding around with your hair caught on fire.
And you save time. You know, that's the thing. Instead of 5 emails back and forth trying to work a schedule, it's the way it is.
And a lot of them, I think, have free options as well.
I think so, too. All right. So if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product service, our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. I repeat this again and again because oftentimes people go to Facebook, they go to Twitter, they go, you know, if you want us to see it quick, blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And that's including emails to Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Please use the support ticket system. Don't email Mackenzie direct, because if you use the support system, then Todd, Mackenzie, and another team member gets access to those tickets. And if I don't answer, she answers and vice versa. So it's just much
easier. We're a team for a reason.
That's right. But today we're coming to you from the new media studio in Southern Michigan, the Blueberry Studio in Columbus, Ohio. Of course, this show has been produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. If you want to schedule a one-on-one with me, hosting customers only, email myself at todd@blueberry.com. If you want to schedule a tech checkup with Mike, email mike@blueberry.com. Of course, if you want a care package, you can send us a podcast. If you want a podcast sticker.
Yes.
You know, actually, I think they can just send us an email. So you want a podcast sticker. They don't have to send something. But if you send us something, you can send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package. That link is in the show notes as well as where to email that.
Yes, it is. If you want something, if you want a sticker, we can send it to you. Depends how you want it.
We got all kinds of cool swag right now. So stuff that's been... You know, we accumulate stuff. So they probably will get more than one sticker, won't they? They'll probably get, you know, a handful of stuff, right?
I can stick in some stickers, some pens.
Yeah.
Maybe a notepad, maybe a mask, something.
Yeah. Yep. You know. And if you ask even super nicely, there might be a few coffee cups left, but I don't know. You know, those Those are going pretty fast. All right. You'd almost have to send a self-addressed stamp box to get a coffee cup, though.
Yeah, that one you gotta be. You gotta suck up a little bit.
Yeah, gotta bribe Mackenzie to have a mug sent to you.
Yes.
So this is going to bring us to the end of Podcast Insider. I want to thank everyone for being here. Thanks, Mackenzie, for coming to the office and stepping in while Mike's out.
Of course.
And we'll see everyone next week on the next edition of the Podcast Insider. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye.